It's Tuesday, October 4th, 2006, and yes, we are late. Aloha, and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them at www.a2central.com. And by JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Check them out at www.juice.gs. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hi everyone, welcome back. This is Ryan Suinaga, and you are listening to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast, coming to you live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. Our website location is www.a2unplugged.com. If you'd like to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. If you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. Yes, we are late. A whole bunch of excuses follow, but that's all they are, excuses. In the 4 weeks since our previous episode, I did a 100-mile bike ride, I started studying for my licensed clinical social worker exam, and I just finished a week and a half being the temporary supervisor at my day job. These, of course, are just excuses. As I said, if you are actually interested in knowing what kind of stuff I'm up to besides computing and how it affects our schedule here at A2 Unplugged, check out my blog at www.livejournal.com/tildeRSuinaga. As usual, show notes with complete URLs will follow. I guess my saying that we didn't have much response to episode 2 in terms of listener voicemail or email triggered off a small avalanche. Michael wrote in again, this time saying he was able to download the first episode of the podcast and thinks he has version 1.0. Well, Michael, I'm glad you had some success, but 1.0 isn't available anywhere. The only thing you can download at this time for the first episode is version 1.2. There's no link to 1.0 or 1.1, so I hope that clears up some of your confusion. Thanks for listening. Stefan, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, wrote in with some kind words for the podcast, thank you Stefan, and an offer to be an interview subject regarding his website and preservation project. I haven't had a chance to look at his website in depth, but a quick glance indicates it has some promise. Check it out at gue.vintagegaming.org. Sheppy wrote in with a lot of very nice things to say about the podcast as well as some comments on audio quality. Thanks, Shep. I'm continuing to work on the audio quality as the shows go on. But by the way, I need to say that I'm using a different computer to record this podcast than I usually do. Typically, I use an iBook G4 to record, but tonight I'm doing it on an Intel-based Macintosh. This is a faster computer, but it's far more noisy, so I'm not quite sure the audio quality will be continuing its improvement. And we had one interesting voicemail comment from a listener, this one from Rodney.
Hi, this is Rodney Dangerfield. I don't have no luck with computers, you know. My doctor said an apple a day keeps him away. So I bought an apple. Now my proctologist tells me it's a number 2. Hey, nothing comes easy with me, nothing. I stuck a 5 1/4 floppy into a CD drive. It said abort, retry, or fail. I pressed abort and it stuck me with a coat hanger. Hey, and ProDOS, forget about it. I can't even rent a real pro. I don't get no respect. No respect at all.
Thanks, Rodney. On to some news. iWoz, a new book about and by none other than Steve Wozniak, inventor of the Apple I and Apple II computers, and co-founder of Apple Computer Incorporated, is now shipping. I contemplated getting a copy of this book to give away as a prize at Kansas Fest 2006, but it was not yet shipping. I now pledge to give a copy for a Kansas Fest 2007 prize. Do you hear that, Tony Diaz? The link is too long to say here, but there'll be a link to the Amazon order page in the show notes. And of course, the big news concerning Syndicom and A2Central.com. Rather than explain the whole thing myself, I thought I'd bring in the two major players in all of this. Joining us today over Skype are two really good friends of mine from Maryville, Tennessee. We have for a repeat performance on A2 Unplugged, none other than Eric Shepard, owner and operator of Syndicom. How are you doing today, Shep?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm a little rushed today, but I'm okay. And also today on Skype, we have from Paola, Kansas, making his A2 Unplugged debut, Sean Fahey, new owner and operator of A2Central.com. And how are you today, Sean?
I'm great.
Okay. I would like to thank both of you for staying up late tonight to give us a few minutes. I apologize profusely for running late from work. This is Rochelle's fault, but that's all beyond the scope of this discussion. Before we get further into this, we'll just continue to have full disclosure on A2 Unplugged. Syndicom subsidiary Juice GS is a sponsor of A2 Unplugged. A2Central.com is also a sponsor of A2 Unplugged. So let's have that all addressed right up front. And I guess, why don't we start with just hearing the tale of the spinoff of A2Central.com from Syndicom. And thought we'd start with Sheppy, and then we'd have Sean follow up on that.
Okay. It's actually pretty funny. I was just in a chat room going, man, this stuff is kind of snowballing and getting to be a lot of work. Between the online service and the online store and trying to get some programming done, especially now that I'm working on the macOS 10 version of Suite 16, and it's just, and then all of that in combination with when I'm with the baby and all of that, where it's just been kind of crazy, and I happen to be talking about that in chat, and one thing led to another, and Sean was like, well, hey, I could take some of this stuff, and we started with just the website, a2central.com, and then we were like, well, you know, it makes sense for the chat rooms and the message boards and all to really go along with that, because they fit together so well, and since most of the online service business is Apple II users, I mean, it's like 99% Apple II users, it just kind of made sense to just move everybody over to a new and improved A2 Central and let me focus on Apple II products, which I think is the better use of my time. So I think this is win-win for everybody, and I'm pretty excited about it. Okay. It's just a lot of work to go through to get it all kind of wrapped up.
Understood. Okay. Sean, you have anything to add to that?
Well, I wanted to run a system like A2 Central way back, probably shortly after I started going to K-Fest back in 99, 2000. And when Sheppy fired up his system, it kind of, I figured I would never really have a chance to do it, because he launched a really great site, and I didn't really want to compete. And then I've just kind of weaseled my way into helping him out now and then, and adding stories and things of that nature. So the one thing I want to get across to everybody is, the new site is not going to be a replicated Syndicom. It's going to be significantly different.
Okay. Okay. I've thought for some time that a lot of folks just can't differentiate very well between A2 Central and Syndicom. And I personally try to think of A2 Central as a subsidiary of Syndicom, like the online store is a subsidiary of Syndicom, like Juice GS is, like Sheppyware kind of is. Would you folks say that that's accurate, at least up until this spinoff?
That's the way I've always thought of it. It's really my fault that there's this confusion, because I did not treat them as separate entities for the first couple of months the online service was, ramping up, and I think that created a lot of confusion. And the fact that A2Central.com was kind of the sponsor of the Apple II forum on Syndicom Online meant there were a lot of cross links that made it look like they were one and the same, and that's always confused people. And I'm really kind of looking forward to kind of putting a final nail in the coffin of that kind of confusion, so to speak, by really totally splitting the two up. It becomes especially frustrating when technical support questions for software wind up going to the wrong email address and gets filed funny, and I don't notice it for a while, and then people complain because, I didn't respond to their question quickly and that kind of thing. And Sean, I think, can attest to this because he started getting some of those emails now that the A2Central.com addresses have switched over to him. So, and I'm hoping that this, you know, once we get through this transition, all of this stuff will kind of clear up and people will really be able to figure out where to go for what.
Sure. Sean, you have anything to add to that?
No, we're hoping just to have this transition. We're going through our test phase this month through October, and we hope to go live by the 1st of November.
Okay. And I guess Sean's comment there kind of leads me into the next thing I thought we'd talk about is what kind of plans does each entity have at this point? So why don't we start with you, Sean, since you're able to give us some projected dates about what your plans are for the future of A2Central.com.
Well, we're gonna, you know, keep the portal interface initially. We're gonna continue to have stories on the front page, and then we'll be able to have our users either telnet or use a web client or any number of other methods to access the bulletin board content. We're going to be using a software package called Synchronet, which is an open source bulletin board package. And it's a little bit of having your foot in the one foot in the past and one foot in the future, in that you know, people using some of the older, more text-based technologies can access the content, yet we can still serve up the content to the website, you know, more modern crowd. So the new software is about providing our users with choice. For example, they'll be able to use an NNTP client to as a form of an offline reader to download emails or Usenet-style message conferences and read them offline and then upload the content back to the A2Central site. Also, we're going to be using a IRC for chat. Basically, just relying on internet technologies.
Gotcha. It's actually pretty exciting, I think, that you'd be able to use an NNTP client. I think that would open up doors for quite a few people.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Sheffy, can you tell us what directions Syndicom is planning to go in?
Yeah, I think the biggest and most obvious thing is that we're getting ready to. Well, actually, we're in the process of migrating everything to a new, more cost-effective server. Since our needs are going to drop way off once we don't have all these message boards and all of that that really chew up processor time in particular. And as a result of that, we're going to have... I'm going to be working on beefing up the quality of the online store system to some extent. But the biggest thing is just having the opportunity to work on software more. I'm really focusing hard on a really nice new update to Suite 16, for example. And I am hoping that in concert with Suite 16 2.0, which I'm not even sure of when that's going to be done yet, but I'm hoping that when it is, I will also be making available through Syndicom's store a CD package that would include, you know, your system software and things like that, so you can just pop the CD in and you're good to go with an assortment of software that you might want for your emulated Apple II, a utility that you can install on an Apple II, a real GS to pull the ROM off, things like that, so that you have a setup where you get it all on one CD at a low price. So on top of that, I've got new versions in the works of a couple of other programs, although Suite 16 is really chewing up my time right now because it's kind of my exciting project, so I don't know when I'm going to get those wrapped up. Those are pretty much the big things. I am also really going to start getting myself in gear on hopefully by the end of this year, although please don't hold me to it because so much stuff is going on, having the having downloadable copies of disc images of all of the soft disc products. So you can say, oh, I want issue 52 of Soft Disc GS, and you can go to the online store and for however much, $5 or whatever, you know, download a copy of that disc image. And that's something I've been meaning to do for some time now, and I'm really hoping to find the time to get it done by the end of this year. And hopefully that kind of instant gratification, you know, get the disc images for the discs you're missing for your collection kind of thing will go over well. I'm hopeful.
You think you also do that for some programs as well? As the disc magazine products?
What type of programs?
If, for instance, you had a commercial program like Silver Platter, for instance.
Silver Platter, you can already get that way, actually.
Okay.
It's available as both a download and on disc, and if you choose download when you complete your payment process and the order is finished being filled, you receive by email a link where you can download a copy of the program, and it's good for a couple of days, 3 days. You have 3 days to download it, that kind of thing. So the online store is already set up to do that kind of thing, and we are using it for two or three products. But I do want to get the magazine products and possibly some other stuff. I got to kind of look through the library and see what makes sense to do that with. But I'm pretty excited about the potential once I have hopefully have the time to work on that kind of thing to really kind of boost the instant gratification aspect of the online store that we've got.
Well, that's great. That's great. And it sounds like a lot of development type stuff is what you're hoping that this A2Central.com transition will free you up to do.
Yeah, that's really what I'm kind of hoping for. I mean, the online store and most of the products I sell are not products I develop myself at this point. Actually, most of the stuff is Apple products, developer manuals, things like that are the vast majority of my sales. They take time to produce and to pack up and to ship and all of that. And not having to worry about the online store will give me more time to deal with that kind of thing, because I know that I've tended to let orders kind of slide for longer than I would like, and I'm really hoping that once this transitional period is finished that I'll be able to get orders out faster. So, here's hoping.
Okay, great. So, Sean, I hear you saying a hopeful launch date of November 1st for the new A2Central.com?
Yeah, that's the planned go-live date.
Okay. You think that that's a realistic date? Just, you know, from your own perspective of working on some of the development?
Yeah, I'll actually probably be done before then.
Oh, great.
I've got a lot of help.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I spent some time today working on converting the news articles on the current A2 Central site into a format that will be able to be imported into the new site when Sean's ready for them. So I'm kind of pitching in and getting data translated over for him.
Okay.
It's kind of a team effort.
Yeah. Okay, great. I thought that we would kind of close by trying to address any concerns people might have. I heard Sean had gotten quite a few emails when all of this was announced, with all kinds of concerns about what was happening with Syndicom. Sean?
Yeah, people were concerned about what was going to happen to the message base and to the file section. There were also people worried about like A2 Notes, the lamp, things of that nature, what was going to happen, where they were going to go next. And, you know, I'm happy to host all those. And unfortunately, though, we won't be carrying the message bases over. There's just simply too many. So we're going to archive them and make them available for download. And we'll move the file section over, obviously. The new system's very different than the old. We're not using the exact same software, so there's going to be a learning curve for people who are used to using Syndicom. But I think if they give it a fair shake, they'll find that it's just as easy to use and just as capable, and actually have some additional features they may find handy.
Okay. Shep, did you get any similar kinds of concerning comments or questions?
No, everybody reserved their angst for Sean. So people are like, oh yeah, he's whatever. So I actually know, seriously, I didn't get a whole lot of anything. I was actually quite surprised. Mm-hmm. I think people mostly are just glad that some effort is being taken to ensure continuity, and I think there's a sense of, hey, these guys know what they're doing, and let's see what happens before we freak out. So I hope that we don't disappoint anybody.
Wow, people who know what they're doing. What a unusual concept. I certainly almost never run into that. I would like to just try and reassure people, while I'm not directly involved in a lot of this, that every effort would be made to have this be as painless a transition as possible, and try to make a lot of effort. I mean, this is Apple II stuff. Come on, we've already made a lot of effort to preserve what's preservable. So I just thought that that might help to alleviate any fears that people have about what's going on. Okay. Any last comments for us, either Sean or Shep?
No, I think I'm just looking forward to getting the system up and running, and I hope everybody in the community finds it to be a useful resource.
And I just want to add that Syndicom Online is going to stay on until December 1st, so there's some overlap so that people have time to get email switched over and things like that. And we're going to do everything we can to make this as smooth as possible, but there will probably be the occasional hiccup, and I want to apologize in advance for the hiccups.
I got you. Yeah, nothing like this can be totally seamless, but I think everyone involved is going to give it the best shot they have. I would like to thank our guests this week, Eric Sheppy Shepherd of Syndicom and Sean Fahey of A2Central.com for staying up late on this Monday night to talk to us a little later than I was hoping, but I'm glad that we all got it done finally after talking about getting this together for a few weeks. So thank you both very much, and I wish you both luck.
Thanks, Ryan.
I would like to thank this episode's guests, Eric Sheppy Shepherd of Syndicom and Sean Fahey of A2Central.com for spending some quality time with us here on a Monday evening, early Tuesday morning for them. My apologies for running a little late, but my deep gratitude for their enlightening us. I would also like to thank everyone for listening. I'm hoping to continue to get a lot of comments from listeners out there. I'd like to thank our sponsors, A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing, for helping to bring this podcast to you, and Juice GS. So I'd like you to check them out on the web, www.a2central.com and www.juicegs. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll hopefully see you again in a couple of weeks. Remember, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is www.a2unplugged.com, and our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, a hui ho. Thanks for listening, everyone. Aloha and good night.